As many former prisoners and their families know, life after jail has many challenges, not least getting a job. Employers are often reluctant to take on the risk of hiring a former inmate. But paid work and a structured day that comes with it are crucial for ex-prisoners wanting to put their lives back on track. So that's why a year ago now, the Northern Territory government introduced its Sentenced to a Job program. It's still early days for the program, but the first results are promising, as Karen Savanovitz reports.
Every morning, the jail gates open and Gemma gets to leave her cell for the day and go to work, a prospect she found very daunting at first.
When I first started, I would just sit by myself and wouldn't associate with anybody. Since starting, it's opened up my whole personality. Like, I can laugh with the staff and talk with other people. It's just given me a whole new leash on life.
Gemma earned her Certificate 2 in Hospitality at Karen Sheldon Catering in Darwin, where she now works. It's given her such a confidence boost, she even spoke at her graduation.
I gave a speech to thank all the staff for helping out me and giving me a new life. I did that at Parliament House. No, I've never done that before, so nervous.
Under the Sentenced to a Job program, low-security prisoners with sentences of between 3 and 14 months get training or paid work with businesses in the community. It's open to all prisoners with a suitable history other than sex offenders. From their wages, the prisoners contribute to the cost of keeping them in jail. 5% goes to a victim assistance fund, and the rest is held in trust until they're released. According to the Correctional Services Department, the reoffending rate for participants has dropped to about 17%, a third of what it used to be. Which is why the Justice Minister, John Elfering, is keen to get more prisoners involved.
We anticipate that as much as 25% of our prison population at some point in the future will qualify for the Sentenced to a Job program. The intention is that the vast majority of prisoners in the Northern Territory correction system will be employed or be training for employment within 12 to 18 months' time.
But to get to that level, from what's now about 6% of prisoners involved in the program, more training is needed and more businesses need to sign on. John Leader is the training manager at Karen Sheldon Catering, where Gemma works.
The fact that we can get reliable people that turn up every single day to work, and when I say reliable, they haven't got any issues with transport or worries about what's going on at home or anything like that, we're 100% there every day for us. So that, I think, is the key.
Not that it always works out. At Karen Sheldon Catering, the failure rate is about a third. Although John Leader thinks nearly all of the participants were trying hard.
We got pretty much high standards out of every participant. However, we need to report if there's anything going on, maybe a use of a mobile phone. Something as simple as that can be violation of the terms of employment. So I don't know if some of the prisoners were so aware of how ready we were as employers to say, no, that's not part of the program, we can't have it happening. As a pilot program, there's going to be little hiccups like that.
And Justice Minister John Elfering says, so far there's not been one escape or offence committed in about 21,000 working days out in the community. And he rejects the idea the prisoners might be in competition with other job seekers.
We certainly don't intend to push any other person out of a job. Fortunately, there are enough jobs to go around, and so what we actually do is provide a labour product that fills a shortfall in the labour market. The other thing is that many of these jobs up here are filled by backpackers and other transients. And I am more than happy to see a Territorian from Ewindamu or from Darwin get a job rather than Sven from Scandinavia.
But criminology professor Terry Goldsworthy from Bond University says, for a lot of former prisoners, just finding a job is not enough to keep them out of prison. the Northern Territory's imprisonment rate is 5 times higher than in the rest of Australia. And the recidivism rate is also the highest in the country, often linked to underlying alcohol and drug problems.
That's where really you need an integrated approach to how you're going to attack this problem. And it's, you know, about rehabilitating the person, you know, physically and mentally, as well as for their criminal behaviour. So I think drug and alcohol treatment would take precedence. Once you deal with those issues and they're no longer destructive influences in their life, they can move on to getting jobs, getting somewhere to live, so they can pay their own way through society.
But he agrees finding secure work is crucial to break the cycle of reoffending and give young women like Gemma hope for the future.
Oh, it makes a great deal in my life. It means future employment, a great start to a new chapter in my life where nobody else would give me a chance. Of all places, the prisons give me a second chance at starting a new life.
A good news story there from Karen Savanovitz, reporting on the Sentence to a Job program in the Northern Territory, and it is all about getting a second chance. Time now, it's 2 minutes to 8.